pace. Here's the form. We can give it to the hotel. And if you feel you want to buy them a high-speed toaster, by all means. But it gives us a chance to, for the team to assess what you like, what you don't like, and things that are suggestions of, that could really improve what Foundations is all about. Some people have filled the forms in. I've had one back already about giving Steve a pay rise. But I recognised Monica's handwriting, so I've been that, as you can imagine. Happens every year. The one thing that we all face, and certainly I did when I first came to a Foundations, is when we go back, it's how to describe this experience. It's inadequate, but I remember saying to someone in my church, it's a cross between Fiddler on the Roof and the Jewish wedding. But we are stuck for words because it is something really special. But God willing, he'll give you the words, you'll be able to describe, and if you get stuck, just say, well, come. Come and experience it for yourself. The people there are perfectly normal. It's just that they behave with a certain freedom that they're not normally given in the churches and the communities they're in. Judith has reminded me that there are some copies, one for everyone that wants one, of Turn the Tide, the latest edition. So if you subscribe, this is the latest and it's available. Sorry.
The second edition has not been distributed to our supporters, so if you are a supporter of Barnabas Fund, you haven't had it, so please come and get your own copy.
Thank you. And on matters publication, there are some more copies of Sword here for those that you may want to give out, those you may think are interested. It does help describe a little of what Foundations is about. Now, normally at this stage, that's the end of the notices. If you've behaved yourselves, that's so be it. But as you haven't, I'm going to tell you a story. Concerns a Jewish, well, Jewish rabbi, all rabbis are Jewish. It concerns an Irish rabbi, Jaime O'Blimey. There was a frantic knocking at his door one morning. And a chap was standing there and said, I must come in. And Jaime said, well, look, it's a bit early. We're having breakfast. Can you come back later? No, I must come in. This is really, really important. Anyway, he went in. And he said, well, what's the problem? He said, my son, he's become a Christian. Jaime looked at him and said, funny you should say that. It's a secret and we've not let anyone know. But my son has become a Christian too. And the chap looked astonished. He said, you, the rabbi, your son's become a Christian. He said, yes, but don't breathe a word of it to anyone. So he said, well, I've come to you for support. What have you done? He said, well, I've got an appointment with the chief rabbi later this afternoon. So he said to Jaime, well, when you've spoken to the chief rabbi, please come back and let me know what he said. And sure enough, later in that evening, there was the chap back again. And he said, have you seen the chief rabbi? And he said, yes, I have. And he said to Jaime, well, what did the chief rabbi say? He said, well, I told him my son's become a Christian. And he said, funny you should say that. Not a word to anyone. My son has become a Christian. Well, he said, you can imagine. Chief rabbi, his son's become a Christian. He said, we've sent him to the best schools. His mother can't believe what's happened. So the man said to Jaime, well, he's the chief rabbi. Where did he turn? And Jaime said, well, to God. He spoke to God about it. He said, and what did God say? He said, funny you should say that. My son.